From WBEZ Chicago and Elmhurst College, welcome to an Illinois gubernatorial debate between Democrat Pat Quinn and Republican Bill Brady. Hello, I'm Steve Edwards. We're here tonight at the Hammerschmidt Memorial Chapel on the campus of Elmhurst College in Elmhurst, Illinois, and broadcasting around the state on the Illinois Public Radio Network and the Illinois Channel. As a state, Illinois is facing serious budget challenges and big questions about the future direction of everything from job development to ethics to education. During the next 90 minutes, the two candidates will answer questions about those and other topics from our esteemed panelists. They include Jennifer Boyle, she's a professor and chair of the Department of Political Science here at Elmhurst College. Bruce Dold is the editorial page editor of the Chicago Tribune. And Phil Ponce is the host of WTTW's Chicago Tonight. Please give them a warm welcome. Now, our format for this Illinois governor's debate is simple. Our panelists will pose a question to one of the candidates, and he will have 1 minute to respond. His opponent will be allowed a 1 minute rebuttal. The panelists and the moderator will then have the opportunity to pose follow-up questions at their discretion. Finally, we ask those of you in the audience with us to respect the candidates and the process by holding your applause until the conclusion of our debate. Without further ado, we begin with opening statements from each of the candidates, and the order was determined by a coin toss in advance. Governor Quinn won that toss and elected to make the first opening statement. So, Governor Quinn, to you.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here at Elmhurst College, and I want to thank WBEZ and the Illinois Channel for covering the debate. I grew up in DuPage County, and I'm very glad to be back here. I think everybody knows I was sworn in to office on January 29th of last year. It's one of the toughest times of our state's history. We had an integrity crisis where my predecessor was impeached and removed from office, and his predecessor was in jail. My first job is to restore integrity to our state government, and I have. We've enacted strong ethics standards, including campaign finance limits for the first time. We have recall on the ballot this year. We've improved and strengthened the Freedom of Information Act and many other ethics laws as well. I think that's very, very important for the people of Illinois to have an honest government and an honest governor. I don't have any conflicts of interest. I understand that my only obligation and duty is to the people of Illinois. I also understand that we have to get our budget back in order. And as governor, I've been able to cut the budget by $3 billion. That's more than any other governor in Illinois history. We've had to reduce the number of state employees by over 1,100. We have the fewest number of state employees per capita of any state in the union. We've also enacted landmark public pension reform that will save taxpayers about $220 billion over the next generation. We also enacted strong budget reforms. They're called budgeting for results. We're going to look at every single expenditure in state government to make sure that it is exactly working for the public interest. We've eliminated waste. We've stopped fraud. We've reformed the state government finances from top to bottom. We also understand that we have to get our economy back in order. I inherited a huge recession, started under President George Bush and his disastrous economic policies for our country, policies that I did not support, but we have to get our Illinois economy back on track.
That's time, Governor. Okay. And your opening statement, Senator Brady.
Well, thank you, and it's great to be back on Elmhurst's campus. And thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to all of you who took time out of your Sunday evening to be with us tonight, to those listening and to those viewing this. Let me introduce myself a little bit to you. I'm from Bloomington, Illinois, a graduate of Central Catholic High School and then Illinois Wesleyan University, where I met my wife, Nancy. We've been married 28 years. We decided that we would raise a family and build a business in Central Illinois. We've been blessed with three children. Our oldest is a nurse at Children's Memorial on the heart team in Chicago. Our middle child is a third-year law student at DePaul University, and our youngest is a senior at Bloomington Central Catholic. I tell you that because I think this election is about the future of Illinois families, children, and the people of Illinois. But unfortunately, over the last couple of years, the people in charge have put the people's interest behind the insider's interest. They put the politician's interest in front of the people. In spite of all that Illinois has to offer, those decision makers have hurt our state and opportunities for families. They built record deficits and debt, high unemployment. But I believe we can do better in Illinois. We can do better by providing a clean break from the politics of the past and run state government within its means without raising taxes, to end the backroom deals and the insider politics of the past and put the people and the families of Illinois at the forefront. I look forward tonight to debating the differences between my opponent and what I believe is a better vision for Illinois families.
Senator Brady, thank you. We now turn to questions from our panel, and we begin with the first question from Jennifer Boyle, and it goes to Senator Brady.
Senator Brady, the unemployment rate in Illinois is 10.1%, and our students are concerned about their prospects of finding a job in Illinois upon graduation. A recent U of I study indicates that we will need to create 600,000 jobs to be at pre-recession level unemployment. Would you give us one thing that you will do immediately as governor to begin creating jobs?
Well, there's no question that we're in a difficult dilemma. We are one of only 8 states in the nation still deemed to be in a recession and the only large state. Under my opponent's tenure, we've lost over 200,000 jobs. We've outlined a plan to do 4 things to bring job opportunities back to hardworking Illinois families and graduating students. First, we have to stabilize the tax environment. The most dangerous place in Illinois to be in the last 2 years is between Governor Quinn and a tax hike. Illinois has to learn from other states that we cannot raise taxes. Raising taxes will kill jobs. States that have moved forward have held the line on taxes and created jobs. We also have to create a level playing field, tackle the crisis in work comp and medical mal and regulatory reform. Long-term planning is the third thing. Long-term plans so businesses know they have a stable state to invest in. And lastly, we need a governor with the discipline and the backbone to balance the budget and live within our means. These are all things that will bring and foster private sector job creation for Illinois families and graduating students.
Governor Quinn, your response.
Well, I have a 5-point economic plan to keep our economy moving forward. As I said, I didn't create the Bush recession. My opponents supported all of those disastrous policies. I oppose them. I'm the cleanup man. I have to get our economy back in order. And this year, for 8 straight months, we've had declining unemployment in our state. We've created more jobs than any other state in the Midwest. We've been able to get Ford, a major company, to locate in Illinois, create 1,200 new manufacturing jobs right here in this county, in DuPage County. Navistar is staying in Illinois and growing in Illinois. Their CEO wrote a letter to the editor of all the papers saying that he enjoyed working with me, Governor Pat Quinn. And I think the question is, what one thing would you want in a governor? Someone who has got common sense, not nonsense. Someone who understands that you have to invest in education. Senator Brady wants to cut education. I want to invest in people, invest in education. That's the best way to get good jobs today and tomorrow. Jobs follow brain power, and I'm the jobs governor.
Follow-up for Senator Brady. Senator Brady, you have not addressed the biotech or healthcare sector. According to a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services report, Illinois will face a shortage of 21,000 nurses by 2020. What programs or policy initiatives will you propose to head off this shortage?
Well, one of the fastest growing opportunities in our nation is the healthcare segment. I happen to have a vision for Illinois. It bothers me greatly when people throughout this state have a serious health care need, and they tell me that they're going to go to Mayo Clinic or John Hopkins. We need a governor who will lead by bringing people together to create a long-term health care plan and brand Illinois as the health care destination capital of the world. If you think about it, there are more health care resources and assets in Illinois, and particularly the Chicago metropolitan area, than in any place, not just in this country, but in this world. But we need leadership. Leadership matters. We need a leader who will bring people together collectively to build a brand so that we can bring and educate more doctors and nurses, and we can maximize the resources that we have to bring economic interest back to Illinois, and particularly the Chicago metropolitan area.
Governor Quinn, let me give you just a few seconds to respond on that same theme as well, that same thought.
We have that leader. You're looking at him. I understand about investing in health care. My opponent wants to radically cut our health care budget in Illinois. He wasn't even willing to go to Washington, as I did, and get $550 million new dollars from Washington, from federal government, to invest in our health care. We this year passed the Research and Development Tax Credit to help our pharmaceutical companies create new medicines. I also believe in our community colleges. I used to teach community college at night, and in community colleges are where we teach our nurses and help them improve their skills so they can become an RN and not an LPN. It's also important to make sure that we have good education and invest in the buildings all across Illinois that are a part of our healthcare infrastructure. I was able to get the law passed last year that makes those investments. Senator Brady voted against funding that law. You have to have a governor with the fortitude to get in the arena and do the hard things that will make our economy better and give better jobs to everyday people.
Thank you, Governor. Let's go to Bruce Dold for our next question, and it goes to Governor Quinn.
Governor, this jobs crisis in Illinois has been building for some time now. The American Legislative Exchange Council reported that Illinois ranked 48th of 50 states in job creation. Only Ohio and Michigan have a more miserable record than Illinois does. To be fair to you, this measured the decade before you became governor. My question for you is, why has the state been so unwelcoming to business? And I want to ask you both, because I still don't have an answer to what would you do fundamentally differently to create private sector jobs?
Well, I've been doing it ever since I've been governor. You sit down with CEOs of big companies and small companies. We passed a small business job creation tax credit that I drafted and got through the legislature, and they signed. Now, a lot of businesses need good infrastructure. They need good roads and bridges. They need good railroads and clean water. We have to build school buildings and rebuild school buildings. We have to lay fiber for the internet. That's what we've done. I passed the law last year called the Job Recovery Act that helps our businesses, large and small, with access to top-notch infrastructure combined with good education. You cannot ever get away from investing in human beings, in their learning, from early childhood through grammar school and high school, on to community college, and I believe in our scholarship program in Illinois. We have 400,000 students in Illinois who get scholarships. My opponent wants to slash that program and take away scholarships from hardworking students who are financially needy. I don't think you have to be rich to go to college. I think we ought to make sure that anyone who's able to do it can get to college.
And Senator Brady, your response.
Governor, you've been doing it, but you've been doing it for Mitch Daniels in Indiana, for Missouri and Iowa. Illinois lost 26,000 jobs in the last 2 months. 35 states in this nation created more jobs than they lost. We need a governor who understands the impact. In your reign as governor, we lost over 200,000 jobs because you failed to provide the leadership that we need. Talking to businesses, what they're looking for is stability. The first thing they want is a stable fiscal environment. Over your two-year reign, you've put this state $8 billion more in debt. That's not fiscal stability. They want tax stability. They can't listen to a governor running around the state threatening job-killing tax increases every time he opens his mouth. They want a governor who will tackle workers' compensation and medical malpractice reform and regulation. You failed to address those issues. Governor, these are the things that businesses are looking for. These are what businesses want to find in a state to invest in.
Governor, I'd like to follow up with my original question, which is how did Illinois become so uncompetitive with other states?
Well, number one, I think you're selling our state short. We have great resources, starting with the people of Illinois. We have great educational institutions, great healthcare institutions, and we've got to improve our infrastructure. Now, when we hear about Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, check with Navistar. They're taking jobs from Indiana and bringing them to Illinois. Check with Ford. Because we have skilled, well-educated workers, they decided to build the new Explorer that's 30% more fuel efficient in Illinois. Check with Boeing. Boeing, which is one of the leading aircraft companies in the world, is manufacturing in Illinois. UPS expanding in Illinois. All of these companies are betting on the people of Illinois. Now, I believe in the people of Illinois, but I also believe in education. When my opponent talks about tax increases, he also ought to tell you that he wants to raise the property tax, because I believe the state of Illinois ought to invest in education so we don't raise local property taxes to finance education. He's the property tax raiser. I'm the one who wants to get investment in education the proper way.
Phil Ponce has our next question, and it goes to Senator Brady.
Senator Brady, you have refused to rule out borrowing up to $50 billion to shore up the state's finances. And 1 month ago, you mortgaged your home to keep your business afloat. How do voters know you won't keep mortgaging the state to keep the state afloat?
Well, what I've clearly said is that we cannot borrow for structural deficits. Governor Quinn's $5 billion structural deficit this year will have to be paid back by our children and grandchildren. When it comes to solving the real pension crisis, is what you're referring to. There's $75 billion in unfunded pension liabilities, over half of which was accumulated during the Quinn-Blagojevich era. Governor Quinn is asking the General Assembly to come back in Thursday after the election to borrow more money because he's failed to solve the fiscal crisis. I'm opposed to that because he does not have a plan to pay it back. You cannot borrow for structural operating deficits. We need a governor who's got the fiscal responsibility to do so. Once we solve the pension crisis, there are some who've suggested that the marketplace may make it more affordable to pay back the backlog of unpaid bills that Governor Quinn and Governor Blagojevich have racked up, over half of which under their reign. The crisis is so bad that we have to consider almost all options.
Governor Quinn?
Well, we just heard a lot of nonsense. The state of Illinois is not going to borrow $50 billion. That is the most ridiculous thing you could possibly do. That's what Senator Brady is talking about. He talks about budget deficits. He runs around Illinois and says, we have to cut the estate tax on the wealthiest people in our society, which will increase our budget deficit. He wants to increase the deficit by over $1 billion and then fire 20,000 teachers with radical cuts in education. This is a very bad idea. Now, Senator Brady does owe an explanation about his business. Three times in the legislature, he voted on bills that directly affect his own business interests. He's a real estate developer. He used his voting power, his voting button, to vote on bills to help himself, to line his own pocket. That's a conflict of interest. We already have two governors that have disappointed us. One's in jail, one's going to jail. We don't need a walking conflict of interest as governor of Illinois. And Senator Brady has a lot of explaining to do.
Time.
It's very important to get this out tonight.
Senator Brady, an opportunity to explain yourself.
There you go again, Governor. You love to personally attack people because you have no platform to solve the people of Illinois' problems. You know well, Governor, that I did not vote and never have knowingly vote a conflict of interest. But your floundering campaign is desperate. The people want to hear about what you're going to do to bring jobs back to Illinois. That's what we're focused on, Governor. You, though, by the way, are the same governor who told us that Rod Blagojevich, your partner, to save your job 4 years ago, was the most decent and honorable man you had met. And I quote you.
So, please, no applause.
So either you are in it for your own good, or you are asleep at the wheel, Governor.
All right, I'm going to let Governor Quinn respond for just a minute.
Well, I don't have conflicts of interest, and we don't need a governor who has conflicts of interest. And when you have a private real estate developer who's running for governor, who has all kinds of conflicts of interest, and the record is very clear. It's not me saying it. It was on the front page of the Chicago Tribune. On three separate occasions, Senator Brady voted on a bill to help himself, to help his own real estate interests.
Governor, you are lying again.
It's
just not your turn. Okay.
No.
He did it. Now, you heard the word tonight. He said he didn't knowingly do it. That's what people say when they're going to court and they have to defend themselves in a criminal trial. I don't think that's what we need in Illinois. We've had plenty of governors doing that. This governor's not going there, but we have to, before the election, get answers about this. When you're running for governor, Senator Brady, you're representing all the people, not your business interests, and you have to tell us about your business interests. If you have conflicts of interest, you have to divest yourself of those interests. You should have one interest as a governor of Illinois, the everyday people. That's what I've done all my life. I started the Citizen Utility Board, Illinois' largest consumer group. I don't have conflicts of interest. I'm not a wealthy man. Senator Brady's a millionaire. Somehow he didn't pay any federal income tax in the last 2 years.
Let me take moderator's prerogative for just a second. Come back to the underlying issue that Phil raised in his question. That has to do with the pension system. I want 30 seconds from each of you on what you would do specifically to solve the pension problem in Illinois. Senator Brady?
First thing you have to do is stop the bleeding. We've got a system that is far too expensive. We cannot afford it. Under Governor Quinn, The system increased unfunded liability by $37 billion. We need to stop it.
So what's stop the bleeding mean?
It means moving to what the private sector's done, an employee-owned 401k-like system where politicians can't steal money from the pension, and it has to be funded on an annual basis. That's what's created the deficit. Then we have to pay back the backlog of unpaid bills, because it's very important that we live up to the people who've paid into the system. It's not their fault the money's not there. It wasn't their fault that Governor Quinn and Rod Blagojevich failed to meet the state's contribution. But it is a problem that has to be dealt with. It's a $75 billion problem,
right.
And as governor, we'll solve that problem.
Governor Quinn, a few of you.
Nice try, Senator Brady, but the pension problem, it began with Jim Thompson, Jim Edgar, George Ryan, and then after that. I'm the first governor ever to deal with this issue.
Oh,
I proposed public pension reform that the legislature passed and I signed into law that will save Illinois taxpayers $220 billion. That's not me saying that. That's George Will,
a
very prominent conservative person who said that Illinois enacted the most far-reaching, bold public pension reform in the history of the United States. Now, we want to continue. I see collective bargaining as the opportunity to work with those who work for the state, those who are teachers, to get public pension reform.
Time.
We've already done that.
All right, let's move on to our next question, and it comes from Jennifer Boyle, and it goes to Governor Quinn.
Governor Quinn, since 2008, more than 30 states have increased taxes in addition to making budget cuts. Illinois currently has the lowest flat rate income tax of any state in the nation at 3%. Your proposed 1% increase in the flat rate income tax is not expected to make up the $13 billion structural deficit. Furthermore, in the absence of tax deductions and credits, won't this tax increase disproportionately hurt low and middle income families?
Well, I don't believe so. What I've proposed is a 1% surcharge to invest in our education. And I think that helps everyone, particularly those who are of low and moderate income. We have to invest in early childhood education. That's the best investment we can ever make. The Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis found that investing in early childhood pays great dividends for years to come. Same way, we have to pay our teachers and have good, accountable schools, grammar schools and high schools. We have to have good community colleges. We have 48 of them in Illinois. 1 million students go to community college. By investing in them and their education, we're helping our jobs. Same way with our scholarships. I'm running against someone who wants to slash our MAP program, our scholarship program of 400,000 students. He wants to take away scholarships from people. I don't think that's a good thing. I have the courage to get in the arena, tell the people the truth before the election. Look at all the Republican governors. Before the election, Jim Thompson, Jim Edgar, Jim Ryan, George Ryan,
Time.
They all said they wouldn't raise taxes. That's what they did. After.
Senator Brady.
Governor, set the record straight. You're the governor who passed the bill that slashed MAP funding and then paraded around the state. You're the one who cut the funding. Set the record straight. Now, Governor, a tax is a tax is a tax, in spite of you wanting to call it a surcharge. Even Mike Madigan has said that Illinois cannot afford an increase in taxes. We're in one of the worst recessionary times. You've driven this state into one of the last states leaving the recession. You cannot dig deeper into the pockets of families and businesses and solve our problem. We need a governor with a backbone who will tackle state spending but not raise taxes on families and businesses. This is what these other states who've worked their way out of the recession have done. Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, Bob McDonald in Virginia, Chris Christie in New Jersey, and yes, Mitch Daniels in Indiana, a state that has a balanced budget and not a governor that's leaving their children with record deficits and debt.
Follow up. For Senator Brady, you're opposed to higher state taxes, but when even a business group like the Civic Federation calls for higher personal income taxes and higher corporate taxes, isn't that a dose of reality?
No. The Civic Committee will firstly and rightly say that we need to cut spending. Governor Quinn has failed to cut spending, $8 billion in deficits in 2 short years. We need a governor who has the backbone to realize that we have to be competitive. Raising tax rates on hardworking families will kill jobs. We need jobs in Illinois. We need revenues. But revenues are associated with job creation. We learned that from other states. The average job brings with it over $4,200 in revenue to the state. The 800,000 jobs we've lost in the 8 years that Governor Quinn and Blagojevich have been in charge have cost us over $3 billion in annual revenues, not to mention a quality of life for an Illinois family and the ability to build wealth. We have to have the discipline to learn from our mistakes and balance the budget without surcharges or taxes, Governor.
Our next question comes from Bruce Dold, and it also goes to Senator Brady.
Senator Brady, the Tribune today invited readers to make their own endorsements for Governor. And a reader from Wilmette, Margaret Cartier, endorsed Governor Quinn, and she pointed out that you paid no federal income taxes in 2008 and 2009, and no state income taxes in 2009 because of job business losses. So she asked, do we really want someone acting as the state's CEO when he can't keep his own business in the black? Sounds like a fair question.
It is a fair question. In a state where you're losing 800 to 200,000 jobs, it's tough on business. There's a lot of small businesses out there that have to rein in. In fact, the only thing that hasn't is Governor Quinn's government. Yes, we've had to rein in our business. We're in the housing business. We went from building nearly 200 homes in 2006 to less than 100 last year. These are tough times, particularly tough in Illinois because of the policies of Governor Quinn and Governor Blagojevich. But we need a person who understands what people are going through. And yes, my business, because of it, we didn't pay taxes the last 2 years. But over the last 6 years, we've paid a lot of taxes. We want to get back to where we're paying taxes. We want an economy that will support Illinois families and other businesses so they too can profit and pay taxes.
Governor Quinn.
Well, I agree with Margaret Cartier. I think she's right. And I think Senator Brady is suffering from amnesia because the last time I checked, a president by the name of George W. Bush presided over losing 8 million jobs in America while he was president. I didn't vote for President Bush. Senator Brady did. I'm sure he did twice. He got us in this mess, and we're getting out. Getting out of this mess, and we're going to get it out the right way, and we're going to do things that create jobs, and we have done that. That's why these big companies and small companies have confidence in me to grow the economy. But one thing that wasn't answered here and hasn't been answered all night is Senator Brady's own real estate development business, a business that he voted on in the legislature three times as state senator to line his own pocket, to feather his own nest. That's not right. You can blame everybody under the sun, Senator Brady, but you better start looking in the mirror. There's something shady about Senator Brady voting on a bill that affects his own interests, and I think the people of Illinois don't want a shady governor.
Senator Brady, we are three quarters of the way through this year. Will you owe taxes for this year?
I hope so.
I know if I will. Will you?
Remains to be seen.
Let's move on to our next question from Phil Ponce, and it goes to Governor Quinn. Phil?
Governor Quinn, name one significant thing, one significant program that the state does now that it can no longer afford.
Well, I think the best way to look at it is to take every program and put it under budget for results. That's the reform that we passed this year. Senator Brady voted against it, but I led the charge to get it passed. And what it does is it takes every program of state government, analyzes it on whether or not it's working. If it's not working, then you don't have it anymore. And I think that reform that Senator Dan Katowski led the charge for in the Senate is the best way to do budgets all the time. Now, I think certainly with respect to all of our expenditures in state government, we have to be very frugal. I've cut my own budget by 35%. I've cut my pay. Senator Brady had a chance to vote to reduce his pay. He voted against reducing his pay. He's a millionaire who doesn't pay taxes, but he doesn't want to even reduce the pay he gets from the public. I think that that is a way to go. If you want one program, we ought to require all of the legislators to cut their pay just like the governor does. And I think that'll make a better state.
Senator Brady.
Well, Governor, you know that our pay was cut. We couldn't vote for a budget that was so out of balance that left our children and grandchildren with $8 billion in deficits and debt. And so quit misleading the public, Governor. This is about the people. Your personal attacks aren't going to help the hardworking people of Illinois find a job. But to find a job, we need to get back to this question. To bring private sector business investment, we have got to have a governor who has the discipline to balance the budget without raising taxes. Governor Quinn hasn't found a program he can cut. In fact, he expanded. For political reasons, he expanded a program that cost the people of Illinois $75 million, a PEP program where he's employing people in the private sector with your tax dollars so he can be successful, he thinks, in this election. That's wrong. That's dishonest. It's corrupt. And he did it at the backs of people who work at the Centers for Abuse for Domestic Violence, Centers for Abuse
Time.
Of Sex Abuse, because he doesn't have the money to pay their workers, so they're without a job with his false promise.
Senator, thank you. Phil, did you?
Governor Quinn, have you personally identified one program, one thing that the state does now that it can no longer afford to do? You talk about this other legislative process.
Well, I think politicians, including myself, our staff, all the policymakers in state government had to cut their pay. I imposed 24 days of unpaid time on all of the policymakers in state government, including myself. Senator Brady voted against that. Now, he mentioned something called Put Illinois to Work. This is a program that we got from the federal government, $250 million, beginning in early May. We put 26,000 people to work across Illinois and 5,000 different private sector jobs and businesses. Isn't this what we want in Illinois, people working? Senator Brady told me in a debate a while ago, a couple days ago, fire them all, put them all out of work. What kind of a person would do that as governor? I know I met Octavia Jones. She's working for $10 an hour at Good Burger at 634 Burnham Avenue in Calumet City. Why don't you go there, help her out? But all of these fine people who are working, that's what we've got to do in Illinois. We have to have a governor with a heart that maintains a program so the federal government in November can expand it.
I'd like to hear from just 30 seconds from Senator Brady, one specific program you would cut as governor.
Well, the Medicaid program under Governor Quinn allows people like Governor Quinn to walk in and receive an eligibility card. We don't verify eligibility in the Medicaid program. It's costing other human service providers and educators and other people in state government. In fact, he doesn't even have a reaffirmation program after 1 year. The lack of competence in this administration is squandering tax dollars that shouldn't be squandered. But in addition to that, the Medicaid program could be further enhanced by providing managed care. We could save over $2 to $3 billion by providing access to quality care at an earlier stage. Governor Quinn's program has failed to give access to the Medicaid recipients that actually deserve it. So this program needs to be reformed. He's failed to deal with it. It's squandering resources that could be used to meet our obligations to the Center for, go ahead.
Time. Jennifer Boyle has the next question, and that question goes to Senator Brady.
Senator Brady, you have said that you would institute 10% across the board budget cuts. When Governor Jim Edgar spoke here last spring, he indicated that across the board cuts were dangerous and that some programs were life and death programs that should not be cut. Would your cuts extend to services for our most vulnerable citizens, including children, the disabled, and seniors?
What I've said is we have to start solving this budget crisis. We don't have the $57 billion that Governor Quinn's been spending, or we wouldn't have the $8 billion in budget deficits. We start under our plan by reducing spending in broad sense by 10 cents in every dollar. Obviously, we would reprioritize with the remaining 90 cents that we have in the short term. But I've also said we need to call for a audit, a business audit, that could tell you, the people, as well as the people we hire to run state government, where our highest priorities are, where the grossest mismanagement and waste is in the current administration, and how we can apply professional practices to using those. So certainly some programs would be maintained. But the fact of the matter is, we cannot continue to leave our children and grandchildren with a legacy of deficit and debt and false promises that we've seen in the last 2 years.
Governor Quinn?
Sounds good if you say it fast, but be careful, okay? The general revenue budget of the state of Illinois is $28 billion. When I started, and that was back in January of last year, we've cut it to $25 billion. It's very difficult to cut $3 billion. But I've maintained our investment in education and in health care and in public safety and the important programs that the people want. Senator Brady's going to cut our public schools by over $1 billion. 20,000 teachers will lose their job. Kids will be stuffed in overcrowded classrooms. Property taxes will go through the roof. That's the Brady plan. He also wants to cut important programs like our scholarships for students who go to college. This is really hurting our state because those are the people who are going to create jobs today and tomorrow. We have 400,000 students on scholarship. He wants to slash that program to smithereens. He even wants to cut our veterans programs. $11 million cut from our veterans programs. We are in two wars. I am Commander-in-Chief of the Illinois National Guard. I have been to Iraq. I have been to Afghanistan.
Time.
We are not cutting programs for our veterans in Illinois as long as I'm governor.
We ask for no applause, please.
It's a follow-up for both. Given that Illinois ranks 13th richest in GDP per capita, but 43rd lowest in state spending per capita on public services, including education, law enforcement, and health services, what do further cuts say about our values?
Let's give 30 seconds to each. And Senator Brady, you first, then Governor Quinn.
Well, let me point out to a correction. I showed you this several times. Your own budget document shows that your spending went from $29 billion to $33.5 billion, Governor. Quit misleading the people. And there you go again. You know, we've said that we would protect veterans funding, and you know it. You are playing with words, Governor, and distortions and distractions. The fact of the matter is, it's going to take tough decisions to be made. You apparently can't make them, or we wouldn't have the worst bond rating of any state in the nation. In fact, it's so bad it's worse than Afghanistan.
Time. Governor Quinn?
Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't say you're going to cut the budget 10% across the board and balance the budget in 1 year, and also, according to Senator Brady, cut the estate tax, give out $1 billion worth of tax breaks to the wealthy, and have a balanced budget. This is nonsense. I have common sense. This is hard, very tough, but we're going to maintain our education, and we are going to protect our veterans' programs. This is a state senator who has said he wants to cut the Veterans Affairs Department by $11 million.
Time.
This is bad.
With all due respect, neither one of you addressed the substance of Professor Boyle's question. So let's try that again, 30 seconds each. Would you mind rephrasing?
The question?
Please. Yeah, just rephrase the essence, if you wouldn't mind.
Given that Illinois ranks 13th richest in GDP per capita, but 43rd lowest in state spending per capita on public services, what do further cuts say about our values?
Senator Brady.
Well, the fact of the matter is, under Governor Quinn's budget, we're promising but not delivering, and leaving social service agency and educators holding an empty bag in an IOU and not able to manage it. The fact of the matter is, Illinois is rich in resources, and we want to provide more money to those social service agencies. Our plan to do it is to bring jobs back to Illinois and raise revenues that can support those services. Governor Quinn's plan, hike your taxes, raise your fees, borrow more money,
time,
and spend more.
Governor Quinn?
To your question, I believe in education, I believe in public safety, I believe in health care and human services. I've been governor now since January of last year. I didn't create the budget deficit. Senator Brady was in Springfield for 17 years. He says he's not a career politician, but for most people, that is a career politician. They created a lot of these things. I'm getting our state out of this, but I'm investing in important things. If you look at the budget this year, we're spending more money on education. So to answer your question, if we're going to spend more money on something important that will create jobs, it's schools.
Bruce Stolt has the next question, and it goes to Governor Quinn. Bruce?
Governor, you made a deal with the state's largest employees union that prohibits any layoffs of their union members until July 1 of 2012. That's a year and a half into the next governor's term. The savings from this deal will amount to less than 1% of the state's $13 billion deficit. Governor, why would you make a deal that ties the hands of the next governor and has such a little benefit for the state?
Number one, I expect to be the next governor, and I know how to get concessions from a union from an existing contract. I think the facts are the contract began in 2008. It extends to July 1st of 2012, a four-year contract. That particular union has never, until now, given any concessions on their contract. If you break the contract, see in federal court. There's a curse. May your life be filled with lawyers. And if you want to get to see a lot of lawyers, you can break a union contract. What I did is I sat down with the union, wrung concessions, about $300 million when you take a look at all of them, and that saves taxpayers money now. The new governor immediately is going to have to begin negotiating the contract the new contract, and I'm a tough negotiator. I know how to save taxpayers' money today. Senator Brady hasn't outlined any cuts at all. All he does is he talks about generalities, and I think it's important to have a specific record of cuts. I've cut $3 billion from the budget, including wringing concessions from a union that no other governor has been able to do.
Thank you, Governor. Senator Brady.
No, Governor, what you did is you took your budget director to an Ask Me endorsement session to negotiate an endorsement and then cut a deal that would make Rod Blagojevich jealous.
Please hold the applause.
The people of Illinois are tired of secret deals, Governor. Your secret early release program, your secret pay raises, your secret tax hikes, and now your secret deal with the public service union so you could get their endorsement. Governor, the people of Illinois deserve better, and they're going to get it on January 10th.
Again, please, we ask everyone here to hold the applause out of respect for both candidates in this process.
Senator Brady, the Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed you. There have been some reports that you may have made a similar deal with the FOP. What did you promise the union?
Now, Bruce, you're smarter than that as a good journalist than to make accusations. You know there's no truth to that. There's no deals with FOP. But I am proud to have 35,000 law enforcement men and women around this state realize that Governor Quinn's secret early release programs and his budget deficits are not good for them or the people of Illinois. I'm proud of that endorsement. There were no deals. There will be no deals in a Brady Plummer administration. We'll clean up state government.
Phil Ponce has our next question, and this one goes to Senator Brady.
Senator Brady, you originally authored a bill that would allow discrimination by some employers on the basis of sexual orientation, and you introduced a state constitutional ban on same-sex marriage and civil unions. Polls show that there is widespread support in Illinois for some form of legal recognition to the relationships between gay and lesbian couples. Are you seriously out of step on a matter of civil and human rights?
I don't believe so. My beliefs are what they are, and I believe a lot of people in Illinois respect those beliefs. But unlike Governor Quinn, my agenda is focused on solving the economic crisis and bringing jobs to Illinois by balancing our budget without raising taxes. Governor Quinn's agenda is to promise that he'll pass a civil unions bill as his first priority after he's elected. Now, I believe that the people care deeply about bringing jobs back to Illinois. That's what I'm focused on, and as governor of this state, that will be my first and highest priority.
Governor Quinn.
I believe in tolerance. We're a tolerant people. Senator Brady sponsored legislation that would allow employers in the workplace to fire gay people just because they're gay. This is not American. This is not what we believe in Illinois, and this will never happen as long as I'm governor. I think it's very important. Senator Brady should understand that gay people are workers too, and they should have a job if they're doing that job. And I really feel that it's very discriminatory for any candidate for governor of any party to take and espouse the positions that Senator Brady is running up and down Illinois talking about. I do want to talk about one other thing. I'm an open person. I've always been open with respect to government. We've opened up and strengthened the Freedom of Information Act. There's something that's secret here tonight, and we've asked the question several times. That has to do with the secret business dealings of Senator Brady. He has conflicts of interest. He wants to be the governor of Illinois. We've already had two governors who got themselves in ethical tangles that caused us great harm. I'm a governor who straightened that out, and people know that. And I think it's high time that Governor Senator Brady,
that's
perish
okay.
the thought that he'd be governor, perish the thought.
Time.
But anybody who aspires to be governor, I think, needs to tell the people exactly what goes on with his business
time.
Dealings.
And thank you, Governor. Jennifer Boyle has our next question, and it goes to Governor Quinn.
Governor Quinn, the poverty rate in Illinois has risen 24% in the last 10 years. Right here in DuPage County, one out of every six residents is considered poor or working poor. What can the state do to address this growing suburbanization of poverty?
Well, I grew up in the suburbs. I understand this is an important issue in every part of Illinois, whether it be the city, the suburbs, or downstate. That's why I believe in Put Illinois to Work. It was focused on poor people who didn't have a job, who wanted to work. 26,000 people in Illinois, all over our state, city, suburbs, downstate, got jobs 5,000 private sector businesses employed them. And I think that's a very good program. That's what we have to do in the whole country. The New York Times has written 3 stories about our program in Illinois that I organized to put people back to work. Senator Brady wants to fire all those poor people. That's not right. That's heartless. You got to have a governor with a heart and understand that if we're going to fight poverty, the best way to do it is with a J-O-B. That is what I believe in, and I have a record of helping people get jobs, not only through Put Illinois to Work, but many other private employers, Ford, Navistar, Boeing. These are some of the biggest companies on earth. They have confidence in me as governor. They've worked with me. They've praised me for getting the job done.
Senator Brady.
Did you really just say that the whole country should pay people to work, like your program? Governor, I believe in the private sector. I believe in a free market system. It's a clear difference between you and I. Your powers have overreached what the authority's for. But there's 2 issues here. We need economic opportunity, and we need an educated workforce. Let me start on the educated workforce. Governor Quinn had a chance to give parents and children an opportunity to have an opportunity to choose the school they went to, 20 of the worst performing school districts in Chicago, the parental choice plan. But once again, he put the special interest in front of the children's interest. And he single-handedly killed that parental choice plan that would have brought competition to some of the worst performing areas in state government. We need a governor who will stand for the children of Illinois, bring competition into the educational arena so our children have the greatest opportunity of any place in this country and world. We also need a governor who will really create an environment for private sector business investment. That's what I'll do as this governor.
Our next question comes from Bruce Dold, and it goes to Senator Brady. Bruce?
Senator, the Illinois has had a moratorium on capital punishment for a decade now. We had 13 people who were wrongly convicted who were on death row. I believe you've said that you would lift the moratorium. I want to ask you how you would do that with any certainty that we wouldn't kill an innocent person.
Well, there's no question, as governor and as a citizenry, we have the utmost obligation to make sure that innocent people aren't put to death. But the people of Illinois have spoken, and they said, this is the law of the land. We will put the most heinous criminals, we will make them subject to capital punishment. And as governor, I'm going to abide by the laws of the land. But I will continue to work to make sure that innocent people aren't subject to capital punishment wrongfully. Governor Quinn has placed a moratorium, putting himself above the law of the land once again. If he's got problems with the law, amend the law. But Governor, you do not have the right to dictate over and above the statutes of this state and the people of this state. And as governor, I don't believe I would have that either. So I would lift the moratorium on capital punishment.
Governor Quinn.
Well, I believe in a moratorium. When 13 innocent people would have been put to death before the reforms, I think we should take a pause and make sure the reforms are working, so not one human being is wrongfully executed. I'm governor of Illinois. That's a high responsibility. Senator Brady's been in Springfield in the legislature 17 years, but that's not like being governor. You've got to make decisions every day that are life and death. And there is a passage in scripture that says if you save one life, you save the whole world. So I want to make sure these reforms truly are reforms and that no one is wrongfully accused and then convicted and put on death row. I think the people of Illinois really do support the moratorium and support me. Senator Brady, I think, is rash and reckless and wrong.
Let's turn now to Phil Ponce for our next question, and it goes to Governor Quinn.
Governor Quinn, there's a widespread perception that you're honest and well-intentioned, but your governing style is widely seen as undisciplined, erratic, and aimed at pleasing everyone. How do you describe your governing style?
Well, I'm a man of the people. I believe in everyday people. I believe in democracy. I think it's important to hear people, different people. I don't make impulsive decisions. When the University of Illinois had a scandal with respect to admissions, I heard from a lot of different people. Ultimately, we replaced 7 trustees on the U of I board. I'm on that board as well. And we were able to quickly get reforms. I put Chris Kennedy in as chairman, and the university is running better. And that's my style. I think it's important to understand that since I've been governor, we passed the largest public works bill of any state in the nation. We're investing in roads and sewers and bridges and water systems and schools, $31 billion. I had the courage to do that, the fortitude to get the bill passed and get it funded. Senator Brady voted for the spending, but wouldn't vote for the funding. That's what governing is all about. It seems to me that's what the people want. We passed the most important public pension reform bill of all time in Illinois. We've had to cut the budget $3 million.
Senator Brady, your leadership style. Well,
you're right. I wouldn't vote for video poker in every liquor establishment in the state of Illinois because it's wrong, Governor. That's wrong public policy, and you know it. But we need a governor who will stand up for the interest of the people, Governor. We need a governor who will lead on what's so important to this state. Unfortunately, the incompetence of your administration has led to secret early release programs, secret pay hikes when we can't pay our bills, secret tax increases. Your own budget director goes to New York and says, Governor Quinn's wrong, it's not a 33% income tax increase, it's a 67. We need a governor who's honest and forthright with the people and competent, a governor who can bring real professionals in to run state government, not canoozars, a governor who will hold his people accountable and not leave a director of the Department of Corrections in place when he clearly has violated the public's trust and the public safety.
Jenny Boyle has our next question, and it goes to Senator Brady. Jennifer Boyle.
Senator Brady, Illinois ranks in the lower half of states in terms of state spending per capita on public education. In a recent national study, it was given an F for funding disparities between low and high income school districts, which exist because Illinois relies so heavily upon local property taxes to finance public schools. What would you do, if anything, about unequal funding across districts?
The two things that are most important is that we provide relief for property taxes. In spite of what Governor Quinn says, I'm not for increasing property taxes, I'm for providing relief. As we build this economy, we've created something called a Property Tax Education Trust Fund, which would take 10% of revenue growth to the state and ship it back to the county treasurers to reduce the education portion of your property taxes, providing relief. It builds on itself each and every year, and it provides the discipline to do so. But Governor Quinn thinks raising tax rates is the solution to the revenues. I believe creating jobs for Illinois families. I'll say it again. The 800,000 families that have lost a job under the Blagojevich-Quinn era cost us $3 billion a year, not to mention a quality of life, the ability to build wealth, and less reliance on state government. These are clear differences. He wants to raise taxes. I want to create jobs for revenues. That's the difference.
Governor Quinn.
Well, there's a difference, all right. Our state constitution says the state of Illinois has the primary responsibility for funding schools. The people passed that in 1970 in a referendum. Now, Senator Brady wants to cut state support for education by $1.26 billion. He says that won't raise local property taxes, although he said at the state fair there will be a natural rise in property taxes under the Brady administration. Perish the thought. We don't want that. We don't want higher property taxes. He is the property tax raiser. I think we should depend on a tax based on the ability to pay the income tax to live up to our responsibility to fund our schools and to cut property taxes. His plan's never going to lower property taxes. It's going to raise them up, and it's going to lead to 20,000 teachers losing their jobs, students stuffed in overcrowded classrooms, good programs abolished. Do we want that in our state? I don't think so. I think the people do not want a Senator Brady plan that's at war with the fundamental laws of arithmetic.
Governor Quinn gets our next question, and it comes from Bruce Dold.
Governor, you had the advantage of going to some of the finest private schools in the country, high school at Fenwick, Georgetown University, yet you said that you would veto legislation that would give 30,000 children in Chicago's very worst schools the same opportunity. This was a tuition voucher bill that Chicago Public Schools supported and were ready to manage the program. Why would you deny those children the same opportunity you had?
Well, I believe in public schools. I have signed bills to expand the number of public charter schools, double them across our state, in the city, in the suburbs, and downstate. I believe in having that opportunity, and I believe also investing in our schools. I think that there are those who are out there who want to take money from the public schools, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think we need to have strong public schools. You're right that I went to Catholic schools growing up. That was a choice that my parents made. And I might say my mother is here tonight Tomorrow she's going to be 93 years old. 93, how about that? And I have to live to 102 in order to pay my kids' college education off. So I understand how important it is to have education. Our family is invested in education. One of my brothers has been a teacher for 30 years. I want to make sure the people of Illinois know before this election, I'm a governor who's going to protect education, even in the toughest budget times. I'm running against someone who wants to slash our public education by $1 billion and more, and take away scholarships, and hurt the people of Illinois. That will not help our state.
Time.
It's important to know that ahead of time.
Senator Brady.
No, you're a governor who will protect the special interests at the expense of the students in education, Governor. It's hypocritical for you to go to a private school and benefit from that and then deny those 30,000 students that same opportunity, Governor. But if you really believe in public schools, you'll bring competition into the environment. Competition makes businesses and government better, Governor. But instead, once again, you decided to go the route of the special interests instead of the students and the parents, just as you did in McCormick Place, Governor. We negotiated a bipartisan deal to bring jobs to Chicago to make McCormick Place viable. And yet, another backroom deal where you took a large $75,000 check from a special interest union and vetoed the bill. We need a governor who will put the people's interest, particularly the students, in front of the special interests.
Phil Ponce has our next question, and it goes to Senator Brady.
Senator Brady, give one example of a significant piece of legislation that you were responsible for and proud of.
Well,
one.
Several things, but let me start with this. There is no one does anything by themselves in Springfield. But when I chaired the pension committee, the federal government said you could no longer use pension monies to provide retired teachers' health insurance. Now, I do believe in public education. The men and women who have educated our students were left with a law that would have said you will not get any state support for your health insurance. I spent a year, or half a year, negotiating to lead the charge to create a TRIP program, Teachers Retirement Insurance Program, that lived up to the obligation to our teachers. I'm proud of that legislation. I'm proud of what I did for the men and women who spent their careers educating our workforce. I also worked on legislation to deregulate banks and insurance so consumers could have more competitive products. I worked hard to help my community college in my district, Heartland Community College, grow and provide services to our students.
Time. Governor Quinn.
Well, Senator Brady's been in Springfield for 17 years, and even during the Republican gubernatorial debates, none of his opponents could think of one thing substantive that he's done in that long career. I think if you want to hear what I've done, Citizen Utility Board, Illinois' largest consumer group. Senator Brady takes campaign contributions from the utilities. I don't. Senator Brady is real big on taking campaign contributions from the insurance companies. I don't. I believe in standing up against those kind of entities, and including the payday lenders. Senator Brady's on their payroll as well when it comes to the campaign. I know how to organize for the public interest, and I've done that all my life. My first petition drive was stopping advance pay for politicians. We were able to reduce the size of the legislature. As governor and lieutenant governor, I support the Military Family Relief Trust Fund that provides funding for our reservists and guard members who are called to active duty. It's a model for the whole country. I've been able to have a list of accomplishments because I work hard with everyday people. I believe the power in our state is with the people.
Steve, I would last ask a follow-up question on Senator Brady's legislative record. You sponsored a bill to re-legalize the mass killing of dogs and cats via gas chambers instead of individual euthanasia by injection, which is considered more humane. Why'd you do that?
I've owned a pet all my life. I was asked by a local veterinarian to give veterinarians the choice that they thought they needed when it came to the health of a dog and the end of that dog's life. I pulled the bill because Governor Quinn made it a political issue. I realized there was some controversy with it, and I'm not advancing that bill. Recently, we lost our dog, and I understand the compassion that people are going through and how that may have felt to many people. But rather than make it a political issue, as Governor Quinn has done, I believe families care more deeply about economic issues and reducing unemployment, creating jobs for this state, and that's what I'm focused on.
You're listening to a live debate between the two major party candidates for Illinois governor, Republican Bill Brady and Democrat Pat Quinn. We're here on the campus of Elmhurst College, and let's pause 10 seconds for station identification so that stations along the Illinois Public Radio Network can identify themselves. And welcome back to a live debate between the two major party candidates for Illinois governor, featuring Republican Bill Brady and Democrat Pat Quinn. I'm Steve Edwards of WBEZ Chicago, here on the campus of Elmhurst College in Chicago's western suburbs. And we continue now with our questioning, this time from Jennifer Boyle. And her question goes to Governor Quinn.
Isn't it my turn now?
That was a follow-up question.
Oh, follow-up? Okay. Yeah. All right.
So my question is for Governor Quinn.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Voters will be asked November 2nd whether they want to amend the Illinois Constitution to allow the public to recall future governors. Given the fact that two consecutive Illinois governors have been convicted on corruption charges and that five governors have been indicted, supporters say the mechanism is needed to keep governors honest. However, the State Board of Elections estimates that a recall election will cost over $100 million. Given this cost, why do you support recall elections? Why is the impeachment process not adequate?
Well, I think honest government is priceless. We have to make sure that we always have honest government. And since I took the oath of office, we have integrity in government, openness in government, and I think that's important. I also think, and I was the one who got the recall amendment on the ballot, that we should strengthen the voters of Illinois. When they were faced with a George Ryan or a Rod Blagojevich, when Rod Blagojevich was governor, I led the effort to get recall, and I finally got it passed when I got to be governor. I think you should vote yes on that because it strengthens everyday people. It makes the governor accountable all the time. I think that's the way to go. I would like to say a word about pets. I don't believe that dogs and cats should be put in a gas chamber 10 at a time and executed. That's what Senator Brady sponsored. What a bad idea. That's nonsense. I'm about common sense. I believe that the compromise we arrived at to make sure that we do things in a humane way, and that's why I'm supported by dog owners and cat owners all over Illinois.
Governor Quinn.
They don't
thank
want
you.
That.
Time. Senator Brady, please.
Governor, you had your chance 4 years ago to recall Rod Blagojevich, but instead you told taxpayers he was a man of honesty and integrity. Again, you were either asleep at the wheel or didn't know what you were talking about once again. I support recall because I do think we need honest government. We need more reforms in government. But when Governor Quinn commissioned an ethics commission that came back with challenges and things that should have been put in place that was involved his own Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon, he vetoed it. He turned his back again on the people of Illinois. He once again put the special interests and his political interests in front of the interests of the people of Illinois. We need a governor who will bring integrity and bring ethical reform back to Illinois. Governor Quinn failed to deliver on that promise. As governor, we'll bring the reforms into place that will ensure we have ethical and honest government.
I want to ask a quick follow-up to each of you on the question of recall, since you both support it. One of the criticisms leveled at politics today in Illinois and across the country is the fact that politicians are too worried about re-election chances, and that prevents them from making tough decisions that will benefit the long-term interests of the state and the citizens of that particular state. Some critics of recall say this will only make that tendency worse. What's your response, Senator Brady?
You know, 30 seconds. Governor Blagojevich created an environment that led to this. Governor Quinn was part of that as his lieutenant. We've learned our lesson. The people of Illinois need recall, and I believe it is important to do it regardless.
Governor Quinn?
Well, I believe in recall for 33 years, and that's what we have on the ballot this year. I hope people vote yes. I was for recall when George Ryan was governor, the person that Senator Brady thought was so honest. And matter of fact, we don't need another George Ryan as governor, someone who didn't tell us about his personal financial interests before the election. That's what we haven't heard tonight over and over again from Senator Brady. Secret financial dealings by a real estate developer who wants to be governor. I think it's incumbent upon Senator Brady
time
to tell the truth.
Senator Brady, I'm going to give you 30 seconds just because this keeps coming up. Would you just respond to Governor Quinn on this point?
There he goes again. Governor Quinn, your personal attacks are not going to solve the state's economic crisis and your fiscal crisis. Governor, you know as well as I do that there is a financial interest disclosure law that's on the books. And every business entity I have an interest in is disclosed, Governor. I gave not 1 year, but 6 years of my tax returns. Quit using this because you don't have a platform on which to run to bring jobs back to hardworking Illinois families, to balance our budget. It's easy to talk about all the things you're going to spend money on, but someday someone's going to have to pay it back, Governor. I don't think we should leave our children and grandchildren
Time.
With a legacy of deficit and debt that you're doing.
Bruce Dold has our next question, and it goes to Senator Brady.
I'd like to get back to spending for a minute. Senator Brady, you've called for a 10% across-the-board cut in spending, but you've really avoided being specific about what that will mean for the state and where you would make the cuts. I want you to please give us three specific examples of where you will cut spending and by how much.
As I've outlined before, the Medicaid program is one of the biggest areas where we can reform state spending. Governor Quinn was chastised by the Auditor General for not having a program to ensure eligibility, costing taxpayers hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. He's failed to implement a managed care program that would give access to individuals at the earliest stages of their disease, saving money for the people of Illinois. Several billion dollars in potential savings. I've also called for elimination of the State Board of Education as we know it. When Governor Quinn introduced his budget, he's the one that singled out classroom spending with over $1 billion in cuts. Singled it out. Didn't say we're all going to have to share in this, but said, I'm going to take $1 billion out of the classroom. But when he did that, he didn't bother to deal with the administrative level at the state board. One last area is the Department of Corrections. The Department of Corrections has been abused by this governor, but if you work, as I have with the Fraternal Order of Police, they'll tell you that they can reduce spending by eliminating things like overtime pay and high-level bureaucratic appointments that he's put in place.
Governor Quinn, same question.
Well, I think we do have managed care for Medicaid. Senator Brady doesn't know about it, but that's exactly what we're doing, despite opposition from his party. We also have budgeting for outcomes. Every single expenditure will have to go through this exercise. He voted against it, as he voted against reducing his own pay. That's another thing we need to do. We'll have to continue the furlough program. We have to, about 2,700 employees who are policymakers, including myself, my entire staff, 24 days off without pay. I work every day, but I'm not getting paid. I took a pay cut. Senator Brady, who's a millionaire, who gets paid a big salary by the taxpayers, but couldn't somehow pay any federal income tax, he's always talking about taxes. I don't know why he's talking about taxes. He doesn't pay any. He wants...
Time.
Oh, darn.
Governor Quinn, just to follow up very quickly, with all due respect, you have two different occasions mentioned taking a cut in your own pay as a place for spending cuts. What, in addition to that, do you think the state should stop doing?
Well, we have to look at office
specifically.
Space all the time. Oh, you asking me?
Yes.
Okay. Office space, we've been able to save $20 million in consolidation. We have to do much more. Same way with vehicles. We have to reduce the number of vehicles. Constant auditing there. I believe in auditing. Senator Brady talks about auditing, except he doesn't want an audit about his own personal finances. And I think that's an issue we ought to look at. But I think it's important if you have auditing in state government, everybody should be part of it, including the governor. So that's what I think is important for our state. The Auditor General outlined specific areas of reform, and we follow those areas of reform. We've been able to save $3 billion for our taxpayers.
Senator Brady asked me for clarification. I was asking a follow-up of Governor Quinn to ask for more specific things he would cut in addition to his repeated citation of his own pay and state pay. Phil Ponce has our next question, and this question goes to Governor Quinn.
Governor Quinn, in a sense, are we kidding ourselves that this is a relevant exercise since arguably the real power in Springfield is with the Speaker of the House? Give me one example of something you've pushed through to which he objected.
He objected to? Yeah, he didn't want campaign finance limits at all. I was able to get, thanks to our reform commission that I named, and they had great number of recommendations, including campaign finance limits. We didn't get everything. We accomplished a great number of reforms that if you were here 2 years ago, you would have said were landmark reforms. And we got it done, and I got it done. With respect to Mike Madigan, I respect him. I don't always agree with him. And I believe that we need to have revenue for education. He didn't support that. He will support it. He'll have to understand, I think, that the people of Illinois want good schools. I believe in term limits. He doesn't believe in term limits. I think we need to have term limits. Senator Brady says he's for term limits, but when I was doing a petition drive for that in 1994, he wouldn't sign the petition or circulate the petition. But he says he's against career politicians. I think you need a governor who's consistent, somebody who's open with their finances, who doesn't have conflicts of interest. I think that's important for everybody in government.
Time. Senator Brady.
Well, the question is what you did that he opposed, not what you couldn't do that he opposed, which is what you just outlined. And in fact, when it came to contribution limits, you were able to impose it on everybody but him. We need a governor who's going to stand up for the people and be a straight shooter. These half and mistruths aren't going to move Illinois forward. Mike Madigan needs to be reined in. We need a governor who will lead like Governor Edgar, a governor who will work with the General Assembly but get positive change in Illinois, a governor who will push forward on work comp reform, a governor who will push forward on medical malpractice reform so we can keep health care providers here, a governor who will, and I agree with Mike Madigan on this, by the way, we can't raise taxes, unlike Governor Quinn, who wants to raise taxes on the backs of hardworking families. And by the way, my tax cuts, limiting the sales tax on gasoline, who do you think that's most regressive on? Who do you think pays a bigger share of their income when they pay a sales tax on gasoline other than the lower income individuals? Governor Quinn doesn't get it, but we get it. We know that if we're going to move Illinois forward, if we're going to eliminate the deficits and debt and the unemployment, we need people
Time.
With sound policies.
Our next question comes from Jennifer Boyle, and it goes to Senator Brady. Jennifer?
Senator Brady, according to Article 11 of the Illinois Constitution, individuals have a right to a healthful environment, and public policy must provide for this. How would you as governor be a steward of our state's environment as you promote economic development and job growth? For example, what measures would you pursue to reduce carbon emissions?
Well, I think we're doing a lot of that with the Illinois EPA, and we can advance a lot in clean energy in Illinois. Governor Quinn stood the way of biodiesel and ethanol investment by allowing a regulatory environment that caused over four times as long to site an ethanol plant or a biodiesel plant. He delayed in supporting something that will bring a use of clean coal, mine-to-mouth resources to provide energy in Taylorville, Illinois, because he failed to provide the leadership that we needed there. Illinois is rich in energy resources. Yes, we have to balance the environment as we maximize what we have to offer, from natural gas, to coal, to wind, solar, and oil. But we've got to have an opportunity to do that in an environmentally friendly way, bureaucratically friendly way. Governor Quinn has pushed those types of investments to neighboring states at the expense of Illinois' opportunity.
Governor Quinn.
Well, that's a lot of hot air, you know, believe me. I'm the head of the Green Government Coordinating Council. I got it started. We work with each agency of state government in order to have a positive approach to our environment. We've set up, for example, a law that requires 25% of our energy to come from renewable sources by 2025. I've gotten awards from the Illinois Soybean Association for my promotion of biodiesel. I also believe that we need to invest in companies, clean energy companies that are coming to our state. There's one coming to Elgin, Wind Energy. There's another one in Rockford that I helped get incentives for. We passed a law, our job recovery bill has specific investments in a cleaner environment, reducing emissions. I believe in high-speed rail. That's a good way to help our state. Also, public transit in general. If Senator Brady was around as governor, perish the thought, he would slash the support that our state has for public transit.
Time.
This is bad. This will hurt our environment.
Bruce Dold, your question for Governor Quinn.
Governor, I'd like to get back to the campaign finance bill, because it's true that you limited contributions by individuals, contributions by corporations, contributions by unions, contributions by political action committees, contributions by everybody except the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. What would you do to curb the power of the leadership of the legislature?
Well, the same thing I talked about in 1994. I would have term limits on the leadership and on the members of the legislature. I believe in rotation of office. Democracy is not for just the House of Lords. We told King George a long time ago we like democracy, and I think we need to have more of it in Illinois. I believe in what's called an ethics initiative that would give the voters the power at the local level and at the state level to enact reforms that the people think are necessary for the politicians, including the leaders. I'm going to push hard for that. I've actually amendatory vetoed a bill to get that going forward. I believe in open primaries where you wouldn't have to declare your party before voting in a primary. Senator Brady wants a closed primary where the politicians know how you vote. I don't think that's right. I think we need reform. We need to put more power in the hands of everyday people. That's how we got the Citizen Utility Board. I was told by the utility companies that could never pass. We did it in 1 year because we believe in everyday people and the power of petition and referendum. And I think that power is a good
time.
Power for an ethics initiative.
Senator Brady.
Well, you also passed the elimination of multi-member districts, which gave the Speaker of the House unprecedented power. Do you regret that? But the real thing is, we do need term limits. We need term limits for all the legislature. We need to bring back a citizen government. But in addition to that, we need contribution limits. Governor Quinn is full of half measures. He caves into the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. I've proposed and will push for adopting the same limits that federal office holders have, so that Mike Madigan and John Culleton don't have special deals with Governor Quinn. We also need, though, to draw legislative districts for a community's interest and not self-serving politicians. These three things, term limits, adopting federal contribution limits, and legislative districts drawn for your interest, not self-serving political fiefdoms, will restore integrity to state government and bring back a reinvigoration of involvement and interest in the people of this state and our democracy.
We now turn to Phil Ponce for our next question, and it goes first to Senator Brady.
Senator Brady, speaking of integrity, your running mate will not release his financial data. Why should that inspire confidence in your ticket?
You know, releasing a tax return is a personal issue. It's not required by law. Mike Madigan doesn't do it. John Culleton doesn't do it. That's a personal decision, and I respect his personal decision to do so. I released 6 years, showing that I paid a lot of taxes over those 6 years. Governor Quinn released one. I think I've fully disclosed my interest. I did that because Governor Quinn wanted to use it as a distraction in this campaign. He fails on unemployment, record unemployment. He fails on job creation and taxes. He fails on living within our means. He's trying to drag this election into the weeds. We're going to stay on the issues that are important, which is why I released my tax returns. I wasn't going to let him take this election off what's most important to the people of Illinois, a governor who will bring private sector jobs back to hardworking families without raising taxes and balancing our budget.
Governor Quinn, your response.
Nice try. We need an honest governor all the time. I released my income tax returns every year I've been in public life, every year. I did it as lieutenant governor, state treasurer, and as governor. Senator Brady released his tax return for 3 hours. He wouldn't let anybody make copies of it. His running mate runs around Illinois as a badge of honor that he doesn't disclose his tax return. Well, this all began with Paul Simon. He voluntarily disclosed his tax return, as I did, and as my running mate, Sheila Simon, a paragon of integrity, has done. We cannot allow our state to slip back to what Ryan Blagojevich did to our state. We need an honest governor. This is a person next to me who will not come forward and tell us the truth about his conflicts of interest as a real estate developer. He voted 3 times in the legislature on bills directly lining his own pocket. He doesn't think that's a conflict of interest. He said he didn't do it knowingly. That's a criminal law term, knowingly. We don't need that anymore in Illinois. We need a governor who discloses his tax return.
Time.
And can get the lieutenant governor to do the same thing.
Follow up to Senator Brady. You say you release your income taxes, but if I'm not mistaken, you released them for a few hours on a Friday afternoon, and you did not allow reporters to make copies.
Correct.
Why?
We gave every reporter all the time they wanted. I'm in a family business. family businesses operate in a competitive environment. Releasing a tax return to be out there circulating, I didn't feel was fair to my family partners and my other partners.
Our next question comes from Jennifer Boyle, and it goes first to...
Wait a minute. If you're governor of Illinois,
right, 30 seconds.
The people are your business. You don't have a family business. The family of Illinois, the 13 million people are your business. You know,
all right.
This is a fundamental issue, really. We have to have a governor who works 24 hours a day for the everyday people of our state. If Senator Brady has business conflicts and secret business dealings that conflict with his duties as a governor, when you take that oath, I took it, you owe your entire self to the people of Illinois.
Governor, when you were lieutenant governor, did you receive any outside income?
Respect to outside income, no, what I received is income.
Tell the truth now.
Income that I earned as a lawyer prior to becoming lieutenant governor. I did not serve as a lawyer when I was lieutenant governor. There was income that I earned earlier that I was paid later when clients paid their bills. That's how that works. But, you know, I disclosed my income tax return, which is something that your running mate might think about if he thinks his private business is more important.
Hypocrisy is a word you should look up, Governor.
All right, let's move on to Jennifer Boyle and her question for Governor Quinn.
I want to bring the discussion back to higher education. With rising tuition costs and record high unemployment, more and more college students are finding it impossible to afford tuition. Eligible applications for need-based MAP grants far exceeded available funds, and more than 200,000 qualified students were refused MAP funds. Mm-hmm. 37% of our students at Elmhurst College receive MAP grants. Mm-hmm. Our students and college and university students across the state would like to know what you will do to address the MAP funding shortfall.
Well, I proposed using the income tax to get more revenue for education, including the MAP grants, the scholarship program that's existed for half a century in Illinois. As you point out, 400,000 students get help. Now, they were down in Springfield on October 19th, 2009 with me, and we were able to get funding for that program, and I'm going to keep that funding. I want to expand that funding. That's why I have the courage to get in the arena, take all the barbs from people like Senator Brady, who talk all the time about taxes, even though he doesn't pay any, that I think it's fair to use the income tax, not the property tax that he wants to use, but use the income tax to invest in human beings, everyday people. Jobs follow brain power. It breaks my heart that 200,000 young men and women who have the ability to go to college can't get those scholarships. I want to make sure we expand that if we possibly can. I think that's an investment in everyday people that will pay dividends for years to come in good jobs.
Time.
People who start businesses and invent products.
Senator Brady.
Governor, you were the governor who in your first budget cut MAP spending by over $200 million. You got to tell the truth here. You cannot keep misleading the people. Governor Quinn likes to target, in that year it was MAP grants, $200 million. This year it was $1 billion to education. We need a governor who will realize that we have to live within our means, and all of state government's going to have to share in the sacrifices and reducing the overspending that has occurred under Governor Blagojevich and Governor Quinn. We need someone with a fiscal discipline to take on the legislature and balance our budgets. We can't continue down the path of $75 billion in unfunded pension obligations, $25 billion in bonded indebtedness, $5 billion in unpaid bills. The bond rating that we've achieved under Governor Quinn will cost the taxpayers over $500 million in interest penalties, as reported by the Chicago Civic Federation. We can't afford that fiscal irresponsibility anymore.
Tim, I want to follow up with two quick related follow-up questions, one to Governor Quinn. As you well know, we have a structural deficit of $13 billion approximately here in Illinois, roughly equivalent to $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in the state. Tonight you've talked about cuts that you would make to state spending. They include cutting state pay for yourself and other top executives, looking at the vehicles program, looking at office space, and also doing an audit. I don't have a ledger in front of me, but I don't know that that gets us to $13 billion. So what else do you do?
Well, I think the record is clear. My opponent has never cut a budget at all. I've cut it $3 billion, and we do it systematically, agency by agency, but maintaining education investment. Our education investment this year is more than last year. slightly more. Same way with health care and public safety and our programs for veterans. Now, having said that, we've been able to get federal money from Washington. We got money, $415 million for education, $550 million for our health care from Washington, because President Obama is my friend and supports me, and the federal government has helped us. Senator Brady said we should have kept that money and not gotten that money. We should have left it in Washington. That is no way to help Illinois. Most people in Illinois pay federal income tax. There are some exceptions. But when we send money, when we send money to Washington, don't we expect the governor to go there and get as much as you possibly can? That's what I do, and that's part of the way, in addition to cuts and economic growth, our state has created more jobs than any other state in the Midwest, and that's a good record.
Senator Brady, let me come at that same question from a different vantage point. We talked about the structural number. We're also looking at potentially $6 billion, as much as $8 billion in unpaid bills by July of 2011, and yet you're recommending a 5% cut in the state's share of the tax on gasoline. You're recommending eliminating the state tax, which could add up to another $1 billion. How do we get to fixing the fiscal problems in our state if we are eliminating streams of revenue?
Well, let me first say, Governor, just because you say you cut $3 billion doesn't mean it's going to happen. Your fuzzy math is not working, or we wouldn't have $3 billion. In fact, last week, we were reported as being the worst state in the nation in paying our human service providers. The point is, we have to balance our budget so that human service providers, schools, colleges, MAP grant recipients can know what they're going to count on. Other governors have done it. Chris Christie tackled the problem. Mitch Daniels, Bob McDonald. As governor of this state, yes, I'm going to have to cut state spending. His deficit, structural deficit, is over $4.5 billion. Yes, we need to reduce revenues further to pay for the reduction in the sales tax on gas and the fees that have overburdened businesses and pushed jobs out of this state, nearly $1 billion. And yes, I have to build resources to pay back the backlog of unpaid bills, over $6 billion. They're literally closing the doors of our human service providers in this state. It's a big number.
Time.
But it can be done if you have the fiscal discipline and the wherewithal to do it in the most positive way possible.
We now turn to closing statements from each of our candidates, and by virtue of a coin toss, Senator Brady elected to close last. So, Governor Quinn, you have our first closing statement.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening. I also want to thank everyone for the honor and privilege of being governor of our state. As I said at the outset, a tough time, but I believe in tough challenges, and I don't kid people. I think it's important for governors to tell the truth before an election, and I've tried to do that every day that I've been governor. If you compare me, don't please compare me to the Almighty, but please compare me to the alternative. We heard this Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey, who apparently is the role model for Senator Brady. He didn't pay the pension payment in New Jersey. He raised property taxes, and he cut teachers, slashed teachers. That is not a good way for our state to go. I believe in investing in education. My opponent wants to slash education budget by $1 billion. Fire 20,000 teachers. I believe in making sure we have decent health care for our citizens. My opponent wants to end the program of health insurance for children. I believe in taking good care of our veterans, those who have served us. We on the home front have a duty to those who have borne the battle. My opponent wants to cut the Department of Veterans Affairs by millions of dollars in the middle of two wars. He wants to cut public transit. If we're going to have a better environment and get people to work, we've got to make sure that we get people on public transit. And I also believe in getting people to work. We have a model program, Put Illinois to Work. 5,000 private businesses have employed people under this program. My opponent, Senator Brady, wants to fire all 26,000 people.
Time.
That's heartless and it's wrong.
Senator Brady, your closing statement.
Well, I too want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and thank Elmhurst for hosting this. It's a great opportunity to share our differences. Clearly, there are differences. Governor Quinn wants to continue down the book of Blagojevich, which was secret deals, secret tax increases, secret pay raises, secret early release programs, and secret deals with the state's largest public sector union. People of Illinois deserve transparency and honesty in government. That's what we'll deliver. They also deserve integrity and honesty when it comes to fiscal responsibility. I hate to say this, but Governor Quinn's been worse than Governor Blagojevich. $8 billion in deficits in the last 2 years. $8 billion. The worst the worst bond rating of any state in the nation. One of only eight states still deemed to be in a recession. And yes, we have so much to offer, starting with the 13 million people located in the center of this nation's economy, if not world's, deeply rooted in an agricultural-based economy with infrastructure right-of-way and energy resources, universities and colleges, corporate partners. My vision for Illinois is better. My vision for Illinois is to put those to work for the people of Illinois, the hard-working families of Illinois who deserve honesty and integrity. And when we do that, those jobs will come back. We'll be able to pay down the deficits and debt. We'll be able to provide a livelihood for Illinois families. And we can move our state to the forefront of this nation's economy rather than continuing to lag behind. Thank you and God bless you.
And that concludes our debate between the two major party candidates for Illinois governor, Republican Bill Brady and Democrat Pat Quinn. Special thanks to our panelists, to Elmhurst College. I'm Steve Edwards. Thank you for listening.